From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonso reporting. Police in the Republic of Congo fired tear gas Tuesday to break up protests against a constitutional referendum aimed at keeping President Denis Sassou Nguesso in power. The protesters burned tires and put up barricades on streets of the capital of Brazzaville, while phone and internet services are reported to be out in much of the city. Congo votes Sunday on proposed reforms that would abolish the Constitution's two-term limit for presidents and the age limit of 70 for presidential candidates. South Africa's superstar athlete Oscar Pistorius got an early release from prison Monday night, bringing his time behind bars to just over a year. His family made clear that Pistorius is simply going from one prison to another. This is the Pistorius family spokesperson, Annalise Burgoff.
It's very important for the family to emphasize that Oscar's sentence hasn't been shortened or reduced. He's simply entering the next phase of his sentence now. He will serve this under the strict conditions that govern correctional supervision. The family will support Oscar as he serves out the remainder of the five-year sentence handed down by the trial judge, and he will strictly adhere to the conditions set by the parole board and community corrections.
You can read more details on this story at voanews.com. The director general of the World Health Organization says the Ebola crisis in West Africa should serve as a wake-up call for member states to do more to prevent deadly disease outbreaks before they occur. Dr. Margaret Chan noted 30% of staffers in a WHO preparedness division were cut after the 2008 financial crisis, and funding has remained insufficient since then. You're listening to VOA News. Chinese President Xi Jinping addressed Britain's parliament Tuesday during a visit to the British government and is touting as an opportunity for the two countries to boost trade and investment, while human rights advocates are urging questions about China's human rights record. Earlier in the day, Xi was greeted by Queen Elizabeth on Tuesday at Buckingham Palace during a lavish welcoming ceremony. His four-day trip includes talks Wednesday with Prime Minister David Cameron, dinner at Cameron's country retreat, and visits to several businesses. United Nations Secretary General Ban Ki-moon is calling for calm during a two-day visit to Israel and the Palestinian territories after weeks of deadly violence. "My visit reflects the sense of global alarm at the dangerous escalation in violence between Israeli and Palestinians," as he spoke to reporters after meeting the Israeli president in Jerusalem Tuesday. He adds that if we do not act fast, the dynamics on the ground will only get worse. Over 500,000 of refugees and migrants have arrived by sea in Greece this year, and the rate of arrivals is rising in a rush to beat the onset of freezing winter, according to the United Nations Tuesday. This is a UN Refugee Agency spokeswoman, Melissa Fleming.
In Greece, we have reached another dramatic milestone in numbers. Over 500,000 people have arrived yesterday, with the arrival yesterday of 8,000 people, bringing the total to 502,500.
In all, more than 643,000 refugees and migrants from the Middle East, Africa, and Asia have crossed the Mediterranean to Europe this year, and at least 3,135 people have died en route, according to the UN High Commissioner for Refugees. The U.S. Joint Chiefs of Staff Chairman General Joseph Dunford flew into Iraq Tuesday to get an in-person assessment of the ongoing fight against Islamic State militants. Dunford told reporters traveling with him on his first visit to Iraq since taking the post October 1st that Iraqi officials have assured him they have not asked Russia to join the group of nations conducting airstrikes there. Meanwhile, Russian airstrikes have killed dozens of people in a Syrian coastal province, including a rebel commander who formerly served in President Bashar al-Assad's army, according to activists Tuesday. The activists said the airstrikes wounded scores more, making it one of the deadliest incidents since Russia began its aerial attacks 3 weeks ago. Canadian voters reclaimed their country's liberal identity by sending Justin Trudeau to the prime minister's office, ending 10 years of conservative leadership under Stephen Harper. Trudeau is the son of the late prime minister Pierre Trudeau. I'm Frances Alonso in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.